Does anyone else use their birthday to do a little bit of an audit on their business? What, just me? Am I the only dork?
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Now let's get to it.
Oh, welcome back, my inbox besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com and creator of the email marketing fairy template set with over 50 grab and go email marketing templates from everything from funnels to welcome series to 25 grab and go weekly newsletters that you can start sending your list today. So that way you can prime them for your amazing Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals if you're going to be offering them. Because guys, while there's a gajillion million dollars that are going to get spent over the next couple of days, you need to get them in the mindset to spend money with you. So just tell people something cool is coming. And actually, speaking of that, I know that we had a whole episode 49, I believe. There'll be a link to it in the show notes where we talk about preparing yourself for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I think that the people over at Elegant Themes are doing an amazing job right now, if you're listening to this video in real time. And they're the creator of Divi, the theme that I use and love and tell everyone is the best thing ever since I spread. And what they're doing in order to build up their email list and to build up hype and to let everyone know, hey, this amazing Black Friday deal is coming, is they are actually running a contest where you can win a big iMac computer, which you can get your chance to win by heading on over to katedoster.com/Divi iMac is going to be the link that you can get to. And what's so remarkable about this is that when people share, like I just did, you can get extra entries. They give you extra entries for sharing about the contest on your social media, for writing blog posts. It's just, they're doing such an amazing job. And honestly, the $5,000 they potentially spent on that computer, they're probably not spending anywhere near as much as it would cost to get all the free publicity they're getting. I mean, chances are I would not have been mentioning this, but this is one of those things that I absolutely love when you're a business owner, is not only can you appreciate a great contest, but you can actually look behind the hood and see what they're doing here and really sort of pull it apart and be like, how can I use some of these principles myself and in my marketing? Not only is it going to save me money, but it gives me a lot of great word of mouth. So head on over to katedoster.com/free iMac. We're just going to make it that link. It'll be nice and easy to remember. katedoster.com/free iMac. If you kind of want to see the page, what they're doing, and all of that greatness. But today, y'all, I promised that I was going to tell you all about my birthday. I was going to give you behind the scenes, a nice self-indulgent episode. And I am towards the very end of this thing. And that is because I use my birthday as a time to reflect not only on my personal core values, on my health, on my fitness, on my spirituality, on just like the type of person and almost personality that I have, like how much of myself am I really sort of being, and what things do I want to incorporate and what do I want to let go of? And I do tarot reading and all that funness, which we're going to talk about at the end. But I actually also spend time thinking about how I want to show up in my business and how I want my business to show up. So I consider my business year November to November. Like, yes, technically tax-wise, it's a little bit different. But for me, like this is the reset point. And maybe for you guys as well, even if you're starting to plan ahead because you've got some big dreams for 2019, which I've got some big ones too, y'all. Kate wants to get paid to speak on stage. If you are running an event and you are looking for a dynamic speaker, inbox me, kate@katedoster.com, y'all. That is where I'm heading in 2019. I am super excited because we just need to talk more about email, like everywhere, guys. Just, it's everywhere, okay? So that is one of those things that before we have these big goals, and even if we do want to set those big goals and fun intentions first, we need to actually look back and see what we currently have going for us. Maybe some things in the past year that went well, maybe some things that didn't, but mainly what sort of, you know, marketing and businessy assets and operations do we have going on here that are actually going to serve us well in our new vision that we've got, or maybe just a continuation of the vision that we had from last year. So let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week, which will help you organize all this stuff, and then dive in.
If I walked over to your laptop, how many tabs are I see open? 1, 2, 27. And let's be real, you're probably listening to this podcast with one earbud in and you're driving or doing the dishes, but secretly you're mapping out your next new course, which will definitely propel you to six figures and beyond, unlike those eight other half-finished stinker courses that are just clogging up your hard drive on your computer, those things. are going nowhere. But then you remember you haven't actually done a blog post in like 2 months. So you should probably do that. But your traffic's like 5. So that really doesn't matter that much, especially since you're now getting the red arrow of death from your Facebook business page. So clearly you now need to do a live, but you got to clean up the house and make sure that the kids aren't around and get that done. So then maybe you'll go back to the course. But then I don't know about the blog post, but like, it's really going to be that effective. And then you just get so frazzled and so overwhelmed. They just like, screw it. I'm watching the Gilmore Girls again. Hashtag Team Jess forever. The problem is that you're trying to run your business from a pretty notebook that you got from Target that you've lost, and the scrap pieces of paper that you now use to kind of make up for it, which have a never ending to-do list that never gets done because you're so scattered. What you need is a simple system that was created for somebody like you, an uber passionate, super scattered, shiny object prone creative entrepreneur with a passion for business, but organization's not really your strong point. Created by somebody who actually gets it. The most anti-type A personality that there is. Me. What you need is Trelling for Traffic. Trelling for Traffic is literally your business in a box. See, unlike that pretty notebook that we still can't find, Trelling for Traffic actually comes with boards and workflows that you can use to run your business. I'm talking about breaking down everything into the nitty-grittiest, smallest parts so nothing slips through the cracks. Everything from what you need to do when with a mega launch to how to use Pinterest without actually having to pay for a scheduler. And of course, my favorite, how to plan out your quarter, week, and day. Because if I'm looking at everything in my week, I'm going to skip around. That's why my day board is my favorite. Now, to get your hands on all of these 22 boards and 15 workflows, which have been called life-changing by not one, but several of the 100 students that invested in this course the first 3 days it was open. Craziness, right? Head on over to trellingfortraffic.com. That's trellingfortraffic.com. And guys, I didn't even tell you the best part. It's only $24. Isn't your sanity worth $24? Especially when I will give you that recognition and revenue that your business deserves. So head on over to trellingfortraffic.com right now.
Oh, Trello. So basically, like, what this is what I consider higher level planning, because we're looking back, not just like at our year, like, oh, what went well, what didn't go well. Because, I mean, you can. I mean, obviously, my personal life, we had a lot of issues in the springtime, and it really helped show me really where the holes were in my business and the type of business that I want to run. And I even been, I'm still now, I'm still recovering because it was such a tumultuous spring for me. It was spring and summer were awful. They were just awful for me. And not business-wise, still made lots of money, which is exciting, but like, it didn't feel right. And so I'm starting to feel a lot better. So now my business is starting to feel a lot better. And we're going to talk all about that as well. And so these are really the four sort of core areas that the sort of reflection questions, you can consider this like an audit or like journal prompts. And you can go as far and deep as this as you want, or you can just sort of ponder this in your head. Although I do think that taking pen to paper really does help this sink in. So the first sort of section that I like to talk about, and there's actually in the show notes, you have my notes that I'm taking for this one as well. I have what I call like core values and like operation. So this is like the heart and soul of your business. Then we have what I call branding and messaging, because that honestly can change over year, especially when we pull apart a little bit sort of our core and our whole operation system. Then we have a revenue, obviously, which is super important. And then we have a marketing, and there's different phases of marketing. There's kind of like subsets that you're going to see as well that you kind of need to look at, you know, what's going on, you know, how am I feeling? How does this work? So let's just go ahead and dive in to really core and operations. I don't really know how to word it, ironic, since I get paid to teach people how to communicate with their words. But really like the very like sort of first question that I ask myself is like, is my business like still centered around like my zone of geekdom and like my sweet spot? And this is like a really common question that you're going to get from business planning. So you've probably actually even heard this, you know, this week or last week, or I know like the planathon's going on. I don't think Amber McCuey personally says it this way, though I love Amber and her stuff, but it's just like, I need to know, like, is my business feeling the way that I want it to feel? Am I still talking about the topics that I was called to talk about? Because y'all know, I feel like you have to be disproportionately passionate about your people and that you serve, which can change a little bit as we'll talk about the marketing. But, you know, you just be curious about your topic. I think a really great, you know, way to think about this is, I can't remember what she talked about before, and this is ironic, but Jessica Sansbury, she now talks about YouTube. She has the All Up in Your Lady Business podcast, which if y'all are listening, I want to be on the show. Check grid boxes. That she went from just doing, I think, like tech tutorials and like branding, and then she ended up morphing into like YouTube and really using content marketing and video in particular to really further people's businesses in the online space. And then she also opened up a local branch that was just more general social media because, you know, she felt called to do local business. And honestly, guys, local business is like shooting fish in a barrel. It is so much easier than trying to like sell to other people who are selling online. I'm just saying in general, like, if you're thinking of doing local, do it. And like, that's where this sort of comes about. Like, maybe you do want to start serving local businesses in a different way. You know, she decided to pivot at least the online facet of her business from talking about all these different things. Like, I think she talks about productivity too, but like, I just know about YouTube, and that's the thing. And this is where like the branding and messaging will come in, you know, stage two here. Like, she's known for video. She's doing her talks about video. And so you need to ask yourself, like, are you still talking about the topic you want to talk about? Like, I still want to talk about email marketing, guys. Like, don't worry. Funnels, communications, copywriting, it's still all in there. I am going to be incorporating a little bit of more of the holistic view of business as well, because, you know, email, it can't happen in a vacuum. And especially because I personally deal with personal brands, and my personal brands tend to be solo entrepreneurs, solo bloggers. So what ends up happening is people have very poor boundaries around like their business and their self-worth. And so they sort of mix up the two. And when I'm not addressing the fact that you're afraid that people are going to hate you, so you're not going to take a chance and sell, or maybe you're not confident in your offer because you feel like you're getting too big for your britches, or like stuff doesn't work out for you, like I'm doing you a disservice by not having that piece of puzzle like addressed as well. So like that's sort of like where I'm, you know, taking my business. It's always going to be front and center about communicating, but we are going to bring in some of those other aspects sort of underneath to support it. So that's something that you need to think about. The other sort of half is the more like operational side of things. So this is like, you know, what is my actual vision for the type of business that I want to run? Meaning like, are you looking to an agency? So one of the podcasts that I'm into, which you'll hear if you follow me on Instagram, we'll talk about my Instagramming in a minute, is I'm loving the Hirsch podcast, the marketing podcast. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And Emily runs an agency. Like, she runs a Facebook ad agency. She has a staff. I don't know how large it is, but underneath her, it's like straight up, I do not want to run an agency. I have no desire to run an agency. I'm sure that's probably her purpose, but you know, even if she didn't, like, she need to back up and ask herself, is this the business model that I want? Is it supporting me? And then, you know, do you have the systems in place to support that business model? So I always wanted to run very small, very lean, very like, you know, Kate centered, if you will. And so when my whole world came crashing apart in April and May and June and just had like the most tumultuous time, you know, I did have some, you know, passive income. I actually lived really well off of the email marketing fairy and trailing for traffic, which they are low priced, high value offers. And it's, people are kind of shocked at how much money I make from them. Like, those, you know, worked really well, but I didn't have a support system to pick up the slack, especially when it came to creating, you know, love your list. And I still feel like, you know, and I'm still now, even though it's been months and they've been hanging on with me, like they're the best people ever. Like, I'm still now just finishing up content because it ended up being a ginormous course. Like, it probably could have been five by itself, but I didn't have people to support me around me and my vision to be, you know, a creator. And I needed somebody to pick up that slack. So that's something that you need to think about. And so I've been purposely looking in and delegating and filling in roles. And like, I'd hire people here and there and outsource, but like, I have like an actual like part-time VA, and she was on like 5 hours. Now she's going to go to 10. And, you know, I'm looking for other people to help really, you know, pick up the slack. And so it kind of comes up to, you know, what is tripping you up? Like, this is sort of like the know thyself, the self-awareness and business awareness. Like, what has been causing you an issue? And it can even come down to like, in course creation, I found that like figuring out like my slides versus like my outline, and like me just being like a talker, like I needed to actually talk out the course and then go back in and actually create the slides. And then if I was nervous, there'd be a misspelling. It's like, can I just tell someone I want this stuff on a slide, put it on a slide? And it's like, you can do that, which is just so shocking. It's so shocking. You wouldn't even believe it. So that's really the first section. Again, you guys, if you just click the cover art wherever you're listening to this, you'll be able to see these questions. And I'll actually create a blog post for this. I'll update the link in the show notes when there is one created. So the second sort of section that we're looking at here when it comes to like your business audit is really your branding and your messaging. And like I said, you want to do this, especially if you're a personal brand, even if you're not, guys, even if you are running like an e-commerce or, you know, something like, you know, Skinny Confidential, while that isn't like a personal brand, like it's not the girl's name, it's still like her brand. You need to ask yourself, like, is your branding and your messaging actually like your online digital presence, like, is it still reflective of who you are and where you want to go? Like, does it support your goals? Are you like myself and like, I haven't updated Twitter since April. Like, I have automated stuff going out there. like, it's awful. So you need to actually like sit down, and, like, look at your social media profiles. And so one of the social medias, I'm using air quotes because it's not really, that I've been working on because I had sort of, again, done this audit, I did mainly last week, was, you know, like Pinterest is turning out to be huge for me. Not only am I getting a lot of traffic because I look at that sort of stuff, I'm getting quality traffic, meaning I'm getting people that sign up for my email list. I'm getting people that buy my EZS offers. I'm getting people who become, you know, brand advocates. And some people think that with Pinterest, it's just like very bounceable traffic. And I think that it kind of depends, honestly, on what you're putting out there. So I needed to look to myself, you know, are my graphics actually portraying the feeling and vibe that I want to have? So like, I'm like, you know, it's kind of like upbeat. It's a little bit like hipster, like skater vibe. And at one point I was using templates that were just like way too feminine. Like they were just like way too girly and pink. I'm just like, nope, too much script font. Don't get me wrong. I use one script font and one template, but I'm just like, nope, like this doesn't feel like me. And then like my current website, like, wow, I have been served so well. And I'm still using that font. Well, I've been served so well with my, you know, navy and sort of that peach color and sort of like that pink. Like, I think that it's time to lighten things up. And I think that it's time to have, I don't want to call it more fun colors, but more like magentas and pops of orange. And like, I still think that dark blue is going to come in there somewhere. Somewhere that navy is. The branding person will figure it out. I like lighter blues, but like, it's just, it fits my vibe more. And this is what we're talking about with branding. And it's not just like colors and logos, because I love my logo. So it's probably going to stay the same. The color might change. But like, I'm not on my website. Like, that is a really big issue. There's the picture of me on the sidebar where it says, I'm very excited you're here. Don't get me wrong. I love me a good pun. And that one's totally staying there. But I'm like, if I want to be a personal brand, like my vision for where this is going, I really want to speak on stage. I want to be still totally down to earth and still totally accessible and still all of you guys, and almost like a best kept secret, but like, I want to be very, 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 very like visible in 2019. And I still feel like I was starting to get there in 2018. And then we hit some bumps in the road with the health and my family issues. And so I kind of like hid, like, I didn't want to have any more people, because as you'll see when we talk about the marketing aspect, like the revenue, I didn't have the capacity to serve the people that I got. So I really sort of pulled back and just let old systems kind of go. But like, I really want to ramp this up. So like, I want to be more on my website. I want my website to have a little bit of a cleaner look. While it's still fine and it's still functional and people do say nice things about it, like, I just want to take it up. I want to take it up a notch. Okay. I want to take it up a notch. So that's something that you guys need to think about. And also that, I know we talked about like my Pinterest stuff and your templates, you know, are the stock photos that you're choosing, the color fonts that you're using, you know, maybe your Instagram grid, if that's something that's really important to you. Love me my Instagram stories. Y'all know that. Is it actually serving you? And speaking of Instagram, like, I made the very conscious decision on my birthday, and I always have, that Instagram for me was a sandbox to play in. So my Instagram is actually more of a lifestyle thing. So yeah, like, I talk about like business stuff, but I'm sharing a lot about my health journey. Like, I made the decision on my birthday, I'm losing 102 pounds. Like, 34-year-old Kate did that already. Like, I turned 34 on Sunday, y'all. So, like, it's done. Like, I'm just, like, there's some other decisions. Like, it's happening. Which has been a totally different mindset shift from, like, before. I'm just like, oh, I've got to lose weight. Or, oh, I really want to lose 50 pounds. There's no I really want to. It's just, she is. Like, she is. So on there, like, I share my ukulele stuff. I share stuff going on with my kids. Like, it's a fun place to be, and I want to be fun, and I want to have that be a hub. Whereas, you know, my Pinterest and my Facebook, like, that's more, like, little bits and pieces of Kate. Somehow I'm going to incorporate more ukuleleing into my stuff. You'll see it first, but it's just, like, that's sort of stuff that you need to be thinking about. Like, you know, is it serving it well? You know, do you actually have your bios filled out? Are your bios, like, correct? Are they leading to something that you still care about? Like, my Twitter is just, like, a hot mess. So we'll see how that pans out. So the next section to think about, and I know this is a bit of a long episode, and again, I still told you, I'll tell you about my tarot card stuff at the end. I swear to you guys, I will. But I want to just go over some revenue and some marketing, because this is really important, guys. And that's why in the show notes, you actually have an outline of my actual notes. And that is, for revenue, you need to ask yourself, you know, what is going on with my revenue streams? So not only do you need to ask yourself the basics of, like, you know, how am I bringing in money? You know, where is the most money coming from? You also need to ask yourself, do you hate where the money is coming from? So not hate, but is it draining, and is it harder than it needs to be? So for example, if you are taking one-on-one clients, do you actually really like that? Or are you just doing it to pay the bills? And if you're just in the spot where, like, Kate, I need to eat, I'm not telling you to be like, I'm not taking any more freelance clients ever. Like, they're done. I'm asking you to restructure, again, the operations. How are you dealing with these one-on-one clients? Instead of taking one-off work here and there, create a package where people have to buy hours and pay ahead of the time. Really productize your service offerings if that is an issue for you. Set up better boundaries. Increase your prices. So the issue that I have found, I love one-on-one coaching. And I, again, after sort of April, like, I wasn't really doing it. I didn't tell you guys about the difference maker. I love the actual, like, coaching and strategizing. And I was like, oh, I really want to do some more one-on-one work. And so I'd offered some, you know, random coaching sessions, like, here and there, like, one-offs. And it wasn't working out. Like, it would turn out that people, I was allowing myself for the low price to end up, like, writing all, like, these funnels. Like, I should not have been writing them at all. And I just, it was just myself. It was just a boundary issue that I had had. And I'm liking the fact that, like, the person that I attracted, like, they were an action taker, but, like, it was my fault. It's like, she should have been charged, like, 20 times what she was. And I will never do that again. So I am not mad at her in the least, but I could feel that resistance coming up. And I'm just like, okay. So if I was going to offer a type of service like this again, where I'm physically, like, rewriting things or writing things, what does the situation have to be like? Okay. And you're actually going to find, while I might take, like, one actual copywriting client where, like, I write your funnel, maybe a quarter, the investment is going to be huge, because that's what I need it to be for me. Now, I have more fun with my one-on-one coaching clients, talking about their business, what's going on, and them showing me, like, hey, I created this. Like, could you give me some feedback? Feedback, I have a lot of fun. Or, oh, say it this way, you know, do little Loom videos. And that's why people love coaching with me, because we set up not what I like to call, like, your funnel, but, like, your whole ecosystem. And I can actually tell you and give you turns of phrases to describe your greatness and really put it on paper. But I'm not physically sitting there responsible for writing it, because writing takes me a while, guys. It takes me a while. And that's why I always charge so much when I took actual copywriting clients. The other thing that you want to be looking at, as I'm off on my tangent, but again, you got to be asking yourself that, is, you know, do the products that you have, you know, do they still serve that vision? So vision meaning, like, is it stuff that you want to talk about, and is it the quality that you want? So all of us, guys, and there's no shame, especially when you start creating products like ebooks or one-off courses or masterclasses, we all create things that eventually will have to retire. Some things you can reiterate and reiterate and it just makes sense, but some things just have got to go. So a great example of this, and this is when you want to actually look again at your branding and your messaging, you know, on your website and your social media handles, if it's been a while, is Zach Spuckler over at Heart Soul Hustle. So for a long time, he did Periscope, and Periscope is like 80 million years ago now. No one even talks about it. And then he tried to switch over to like live streaming a little bit about it. And then it was like Facebook. So now his is like the challenge launch model. And so that's what Zach does a lot of his stuff around. And he does still do Facebook. But like if he still talks about like, I help people get seen, heard. I don't know if it's profitable or paid. I can't remember, Zach. I can't remember what it was. But it was like through like live streaming and Facebook ads, like he can't have that catchphrase anymore because he doesn't talk about live streaming. Like it's an aspect of his challenging, but like, you know what I mean? So it's something that you need to really be thinking about. Courtney Foster Donahue, y'all know how much I love Courtney. She, for a while, I don't want to say she was trying, but like her brand was sort of, since she did very well with videos, she had like, you know, OBS, and I think she was going to go a little bit towards that end. But now she realizes that, you know, her sweet spot and where she wants to be known is really, you know, helping people, you know, create, you know, courses and mainly getting themselves out there with Facebook ads. So it's, you know, about growing your audience and educating them. That's sort of, you know, where she's just generally sort of naturally turned to. So that's something to think about as well. And the products that you do have and that you are going to keep, you want to make sure that you've got cookie crumb trails actually leading to them, that there are clear paths, that there's a lot of paths to them. This is one where I realized I was lacking a lot with poor Trello. Trello sells every single day. But I got to tell you that it's like got like hope marketing behind it, meaning like people just hear about it from other people and they just stumble upon it because it's great. And then like there's like a Tripwire version. I think I mentioned it like one or two blog posts. There's nothing really solely dedicated around it. There's no ecosystem. So like Trello needs to have one. And that's why I started talking while I talked prior about email marketing, need to sort of broaden the umbrella a little bit because it is kind of out of left fields, but everyone loves it and I love it and I need it to run my business. So that's just a little side note, a little inside of Kate. So we have talked a lot. You guys, and I could probably have sold this as a masterclass as I'm thinking about it. Ironically, a revenue system. But let's go ahead and talk about the very last aspect of this. Like I said, positive feedback for all y'all who've been hanging on to this, but it's so important. So what I wanted to tell you is the marketing aspect. So the first thing when it comes to like your marketing, when you are reflecting before you go and necessarily set goals, like, oh, I run around a challenge or have this amount of money, you need to ask yourself, you know, is your ideal client still the same? So this could be by actually going out and, you know, doing surveys, seeing who you're attracting. You know, if you have a Facebook group, again, that's another thing to think about. You know, if you have a group, is it serving you? Do you like being there? Are you getting revenue from it? Like, do you need to cut it? Okay. That's kind of important. Has your ideal client matured as you've matured? This is the one that I see probably the most. And that's because people feel comfortable teaching those who are pretty close to their level. So I feel a lot of people that target beginners tend to be sort of intermediates, but like the more that they're more intermediate and advanced, they're looking for a different type of clientele because they're now a different type of clientele. So, you know, when it's something that's more like, you know, business to consumer, so say like sewing, you might want to always help beginners because you like that, but maybe you found out like towards the end, like I've been doing it for a year and I just hate it. I just want people that know what they're doing, but they want to make super flyer outfits, not like this is a bob and this is how you thread it. Like if I have to tell people how to thread a machine one more time, I'm going to lose my stuff. Like you don't want to have to do that. So you need to look, has your audience matured? Has it shifted slightly? Like, can you, or do you want to, or for like niche down more? So it's like, there are some people, you know, that are online entrepreneurs. I have an amazing client and she does e-commerce, you know, even there, like, it's like, is it like print on demand or is it like actual like physical products that you're getting created? So you need to sort of think about this thing, you know, do you want coaches or course creators or do you just want course creators? And, you know, be brave under that if you can. That's really the first aspect. The second thing that you need to looking at is really, and we talked about this, this kind of falls into branding and messaging, is like your attraction level. So when it comes to like marketing, really marketing and sales, there's the different phases and they are really attracting. There's one, and I hate the term, but it's like capturing. I don't necessarily like that term, but we'll talk about that in a second. Nurturing, a converting, serving, and then ascending. Ooh la la, so fancy, I know. So attracting is, you know, your social media. It is your blog post. It's actually promoting your blog post. It's promoting your videos. It's promoting your podcast. It's getting yourself out there. It's being guests on other people's podcasts. It's being on summits. It's speaking on stage. It's anything that you are doing so people can know who the crap you are. That's it. Who the crap you are and how you can help them. The second phase, that like capture phase, which again, I'm not really a fan of the term, is I like to consider this more of like your freebie. So this is how you turn like a casual reader into a subscriber, but I don't want to call it subscriber phase, but like there's more weight to it and you're a more captivated audience, but I'm like, I don't want to call it like captivity, but it is. So like I'm pulling you further on into my world. So this is usually, you know, around your freebies, around your actual like opt-in forms, around your landing pages, you know, your webinars and challenges. Other webinars and challenges can actually fall a little bit into the nurture part. So nurture part are emails that you've got going on. It's funnels, it's your weekly newsletters, it's systems, all of that sort of stuff. What are you doing now that you actually have them in your world, in your inbox? How are you spoiling them rotten? And then there is the convert stage. So this is when you're actually giving them offer. So this is where sales copy, like sales pages are coming into play, where actual offers like products, you know, your services, your packaging, you know, how you're going about doing it. That's where that comes in. And then serve. How do you actually deliver? You know, where are you falling short? And I found myself falling short a lot here that I'm still recovering from. Like if I have to be completely honest with you, you know, like I said, thank God I have some things that are done, said, and over with. But I really feel like where I need to focus a lot of my time in 2019, besides attracting and really just sort of fine tuning the capturing and the nurturing, converting is fine. Like that's just gold. That's just the given. Is that serving aspect? How can I serve people once I get their vote with their dollars better? So it's like onboarding sequences. That is making sure, you know, that my course content is laid out in a way that gets results. This is making people just feel well taken care of and really supported and making the experience more pleasurable. Like, you know, even in that aspect for myself, you know, I'm going to try to make some decisions now before May. Like, do I want to keep using Access Ally and having my own course platform, or do I want to move over to something like Thinkific so you don't have to worry about tech glitches? You know, and it comes down to a little bit of personal preference, but it comes down, you know, ultimately to user experience. That's really, and then Ascend is where you serve the crap out of somebody and then they want to be a repeat customer. Am I giving them more opportunities to be served on a deeper and higher level? And that's why when I sat down and looked at it, I'm like, I love like group coaching and I love actual like one-on-one coaching. I love it so much. So I'm like, I need to have that because that is a higher level, more intense way of serving you guys. So that's why I said like the difference maker, like she's coming back and definitely, you know, I would love to talk with you, you know, if you're more established in your business, you know who you're talking to, you've got some of these courses, but like where you're sort of faltering a little bit is in that capture, nurture, convert sort of stage. It's like, I'm great at what I do, but I just, it's not translating. That's where Kate's sweet spot is. So guys, we covered a crap ton, and we talked about really focusing and asking yourself the tough questions, not really tough, but the enlightening questions on your core and your operations. Is your business model working for you? Is there stuff that you need to change? Do you need to delegate? Do you need to close up a wing and start something different? You know, talk about your branding and your messaging. You know, does your website reflect the vision of where you are now and where you want to be? Is it supporting your goals, your vibes, you know, your stock photos, all of that stuff, you know, your revenue? do you like the way you're bringing in money? You know, do you have products, and do you actually have content that supports those things so people can actually get that path to them? Are you getting yourself out there when it comes to your marketing? You know, is your ideal client the same? Have they morphed? Have they changed a little bit? You know, are you having, you know, your freebies and your opt-in forms, like, are they maximized? Are emails getting out there? Do you have any broken funnels? Meaning like you started writing one and you didn't finish it. And of course, how can you serve and ascend? So it is a lot, guys, and you might need a week, you might need 2 weeks. This episode is definitely going to be one for the ages and definitely one to listen to on repeat. And since I promised that I would tell you a little bit about my tarot reading. So this was all like the business stuff. So the personal stuff, I did everything that I wanted to do on my birthday. I wanted to go like snuggles with my kids. I wanted to have my latte. I wanted to go out walking and taking a hike and playing my ukulele. I think I said that twice because I really wanted to do that, and I did. And I went to read my book and nothing felt rushed. I wanted to work on my business. I did. I created some fun Facebook posts and like interacted with people and Instagrammed, which was fun. And then I sat down, and what I did was I set my intentions about really who year 34 Kate is. Like 34-year-old Kate does this. She's still Kate, and she might be different than 33-year-old Kate, but she's still me. And I think that was always my biggest problem with like, oh, like up leveling. It's like, I wasn't a sucky person then. Like, what are you talking about? But just like 34-year-old Kate does this sort of stuff. And 34-year-old Kate is focusing a lot on being creative, and she's focusing a lot on health. That is where her big, big focus is, because I hadn't been taking care of my body and I felt like I was using it as an excuse not to be seen, and because I had all this other stuff going on that it's just like it became a trash heap. And so I did my tarot card reading. Like I said, if you guys follow me on Instagram stories, you have seen it. So I will put a link in the show notes. I did a birthday spread. I have two different sets of tarot cards, but the one I used for the actual birthday spread was the one by Biddy Tarot, which is also the one that came up with the spread of like your birthday. So it's like, what should you be focusing on this year? You know, what are your strengths going to be? What could be potential blocks? You know, what did you learn last year? It's just so much fun. So guys, that is it for today's mega mini training. I know we went for like ever, and I'm going to do no editing. You guys are getting it all raw, because I really think that this is a powerful, powerful episode, regardless if you listen to this in April, in August, in September, today when it is released. Just go ahead and take a look at your business. Ask yourself these questions, even if you're not going to write them down because you're too like busy. You will really be able to start prioritizing and making time for everything that counts, like listening to this podcast guilt-free, y'all. And I will see you guys on Monday for your next Double Dog Dare.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.